You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Hello and welcome to the Living Full Out Show. My name is Nancy Soleri, and today we're talking about doing what it takes, right? If you have that career goal or if you have this ideal relationship you'd like to have, we just got to do what it takes. We got to kiss a couple frogs to find our prince, and we have to go in and out of different jobs sometimes to figure out what we're good at and what we're passionate about. So we're going to figure out how to connect those dots in doing what it takes today, and I'll be taking your calls. Also, in our next segment, we're going to have Jason Sheckerly, and honestly, his story is amazing. He was a police officer, where one day on the job, he got hit by another car, his car exploded, and he had fourth-degree burns all over his body. Yet that didn't hold him back. He's out there living full out in a big way, so he'll share his story coming up. Also, we want to make sure that you're supported. So if you need more guidance on today's topic, feel free to reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com. Also, if you have an inspirational story, all of our guests who come on our show, it's because they went through a tragedy, a crisis, maybe they have a disability, and they're kind of sharing what they've learned with us. Well, that also could be you. So reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com and let us know your story, and we'll have you on the show. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a caller on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi, my name is Francis. It's nice to be here.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in. How can we help you today?
So, yeah, I just graduated from an engineering course, and I'm basically on the job hunt. I just had a question, basically, on how we can I can approach looking for a job, because it's kind of being difficult right now.
It can be really overwhelming, right? I mean,
yes.
The hard part about it is, right, we think about all the universities, colleges, community colleges, and every city and state around our country and the world, and how many engineers graduate, right? It's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
But what I want you to come away from in this conversation with you and I is that there's only one you. So what you have to think about is, what is your USP? What is your unique selling proposition? What do you bring to a company that only you uniquely can do? Sure, you may have a similar degree, but your mind is not like somebody else's mind. The way that you see a project, that's signature you. So what you want to do is consider that, maybe even reach out to a past professor or peers that you've worked with and ask them, you know, in working with me, what are some of my strengths or outstanding qualities that you think that I should, you know, let future employers know? Have that all ready to rattle off, okay? And also just gaining as much experience as you can, whether that be through internships, volunteering. I'm such a fan of LinkedIn. I think you can go on there and, you know, not necessarily ask for a job, although you can. It's a great place to get work. But, you know, asking other people who are engineers, you know, how did they get to where they are? What would they have done differently? It's a good question to ask. Have you done any of those?
I created my LinkedIn. Talking to a professor seems like a great idea. But I could definitely get started on those right now.
Absolutely. And LinkedIn is great. Go online, YouTube. There's tons of videos on there about how to do a search or how to, you know, strengthen connections and network. And I would just, you know, let that kind of be your guide. And I tell this to people all the time that are looking for jobs, and I want to make sure I tell you this as well, is of course there's going to be ads that are placed out there in the world, right? You know, for this job and that job. But the masses are going to apply for those jobs. I want you to also consider possibly putting together a spreadsheet. Think about the companies in your local area that you'd like to work for. And you know what? Go knocking on their door. There's no harm in asking for their HR department. Find out who's the head of it. Get their name and email. Send them your cover letter, resume. And who knows, maybe they have an opening coming up a month from now, a year from now, 6 months, or tomorrow, and you might be the right candidate for it. So try to go the road less traveled when you can.
Okay.
But if you can do all that, and I know I just gave you a lot, LinkedIn, you know, applying for jobs that aren't even advertised, right? But that's kind of what you have to do. And remember, all that competition, it really doesn't exist because this is your race. This is your life sprint. And so everybody else is on their own road, their own track. So really, competition doesn't exist. Just stay focused on your goals. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. You got it.
Thank you.
Love that he called in about that. Thank you, you too. Because doing what it takes, right? That is something that we have to really think about. You know, what resource do I need? What education do I need? What context do I need? And just kind of doing it, putting that together. Now I'm getting word from our producer that we have another caller. We'll say hello to them. Hi, welcome to Living Full Out Show. Hello, thank you for calling in. How can we help you? Hi.
Hi, I just had a quick question about I'm going to be a sophomore in college, and I originally came into college as a computer science student, and pretty much my entire life, my entire family is a bunch of computer scientists. I grew up in the Bay Area. It was kind of like that was the path to success. And I recently switched, and I'm hoping to explore different things, but it's kind of rooted in me that there's only studying computer science will inevitably lead me to success, and I'm struggling with finding success in other places as well.
Well, what do you want to do? What would be your ideal goal? If you could do anything, what is that?
I have no idea. It's super vague, But I explored fitness, nutrition, and all of that. I'm just struggling with this idea of compromising between what I want to do and having a stable lifestyle, if that makes sense.
Well, but stable is relative, right? Because you might live in San Francisco your whole life, you might not. And what I want you to get is this is your life, right? So computer science may have been good fit for everybody else, but it doesn't have to be your fate. And sometimes there's actually relief and excitement for life in not knowing what you want to do. That's actually really exciting because it's easy to follow a path. It's easy to check boxes, right? It feels like you're doing all the right things. But life is meant to be experienced. And some of those people, I'm not saying this is the case, but they might look back on their life and say, gosh, I wish I had taken a risk. You know, I wish I had developed a product. I wish that I had followed my passion. I wonder if I could have been a musician, right? And you don't have to wonder. In fact, you are my kind of people, right? You are a risk taker. You are a creative. So I would embrace that rather than feeling bad about it. I would celebrate that. And, you know, in your family, let those unique qualities shine. Don't be like everybody else. Be bold, be you. And the way that you're going to discover what you want to do is by trying things. Try everything. Try different jobs, especially in your early 20s, right? Because that's the time that you can do that. You know, try different relationships. Try moving out of San Francisco. Try going to another city. And then the last thing I want to tell you is that the life legacy that we all are striving for or leave behind, it may be a career, but maybe your biggest legacy is in a relationship, in a family. Maybe it's the volunteer work that over time you do. So maybe your life won't be defined by what you do for a career, but maybe it'll be defined by your personality. Again, that risk taker side of you. You see that?
Yeah.
So that I would celebrate this.
Insightful.
Good. Well, that's why I'm here. I want you to come away from this conversation not feeling like you have to be molded or put in a box, but really go out there today and say, you know what? I am unique. I am an original. I'm me. And I'm going to figure out what I want out of my life. And shoot, it might take 100 years to figure it out, but at least you'll be the happiest 100-year-old ever, right?
Yeah.
So So don't put that pressure on yourself. Go out there, live full out, have fun. Thank you for calling in. You got it.
All right. Bye-bye.
And for everybody listening today, it's all about figuring out, you know, what do you want in life and then doing what it takes. And you know what? You can self-correct. You can hit the reset button at any time. Trust me, many of our guests have. In fact, stay with us because Jason Shekerle's coming up telling you how he survived fourth-degree burns yet is living full out today. So I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show, and it's all about doing what it takes so that you can live full out in a life of abundance and just really love what you do, feel as though you're making a difference. That is the quest of life. It's not about checking those boxes or living up to other people's expectations. It's about figuring out who you are, what you want in life, and living your life full out. We'll be back.
Hi, professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on words, Doc.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air,
kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room,
just move it your way.
For an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active. Because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. At 7, I shower. Every day I wake up
at 5. For those caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community to help us better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
The cab swerved. I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE. On the web at save.org.
I'm Alec Baldwin. Like any parent, I'm concerned about children's health. Many kids don't eat as they should and are at risk for long-term health problems like diabetes and heart disease. But here's good news. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other low-fat vegetarian foods can protect our kids and keep the rest of the family healthy too. For a free booklet, call the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine at 1-877-685-KIDS. Or visit www.kidsgethealthy.org.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfulloutcom. Now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Nancy Solari, and today we're talking about doing what it takes. Sometimes we have to go through the weeds, the trenches, the fire, to get to the other side of life and be able to get those life lessons that everybody talks about, right? They're real, but sometimes these life lessons cause us to have to go through a lot of pain, a lot of tragedy. And our inspirational guest today, Jason Shekerly, he went through pain, believe it or not. He was in his patrol car when it caught fire, fourth degree burns, lots and lots of surgeries. But yet he's with us today and he's telling his story. And so I'd very much like to welcome Jason to the show. Hello, hello. Oh, sounds like our producer doesn't quite have Jason yet. So we will bring him on shortly. So when he does come on, though, we will pick up. Oh, there he is. Hi. Yes, I hear you now.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, I do.
Good, Nance. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I heard you perfectly. And I just wanted to say thank you so much. I'm so excited to be on with you.
Well, we're happy to have you. And, you know, there's the glory of being interviewed on a radio show, right? But, gosh, you had to go through a lot of pain to get there, right? So, I mean, it's a double-edged sword. I know that the day of the accident, you were in your patrol car. Can you kind of set the environment of what you do know about that day?
Yes, it was March 26th of 2001, and I was working a 10-hour shift, had made it almost all the way through that shift. It was a pretty quiet, routine day, and I was responding to an emergency call late at night, and I stopped briefly at an intersection to make sure that people would yield to my emergency vehicle, and just as I was going to proceed through that intersection, my patrol car was struck from behind by a guy having an epileptic seizure, and he was doing over 100 miles an hour when he plowed into the back of me. And as you can imagine, at that crazy of a speed and me being at a complete stop, it just destroyed my car. It burst into flames, trapping me inside of it.
You know what's wild about this story, Jason? I mean, you stopped for seconds. I mean, I've seen police officers with their lights going. I mean, it's like seconds that you would have been out of there and none of this would have happened. But it's also rather ironic because when your car bursts into flames, it scooted you right over by a fire truck. You were blocks from a burn center. I mean, how does that happen? You know, in some ways, it was lucky timing.
There are so, well, I mean, timing is everything. And when you break it all down, life is all about choices. And the beautiful thing about life is we get to make our own choices every single day. We're not free from the consequences of those choices. And I was able to look back and so many things went into how that impact could have happened. But then, yes, to be pushed in front of a fire truck that just happened to be there, to be so close to the best burn center in the United States. I mean, timing, luck, miracles, you name it. Obviously, it was devastating. It was tragic. It was catastrophic. And I should have died. But the beauty in all of it is just truly amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. But I want to kind of go now to when you were in the hospital, because you were in a medically induced coma for 2.5 months. But what was your first memory of when you actually were awake, but kind of alert awake? Because I want everybody to picture this. I mean, here he is. I mean, he's burned. Fourth degree burns. I mean, were you in like a head cast, a body cast? What was the state of your injuries?
Well, I was, my fourth degree burns were from the neck up. So right down to the last layers of muscle to the bone, lost my entire appearance, my shoulder to my hands. My torso was protected by my bulletproof vest. But so waking up, I was completely blind. My corneas were severely damaged, so they had been covered by skin grafts. I was completely bandaged. But a medically induced coma, it was the blink of an eye. It was the snap of your fingers. I woke up, and even though I had been on all those drugs and medication and asleep, it felt like I woke up wondering, why am I in the hospital? I just knew the sound, the smells. I was just at work. Why can't I open my eyes? Why can't I move? I mean, 1,000 thoughts were pouring into my mind. I had no idea what was going on, of course. And being clear-headed, I don't know if it was a good thing. So,
well, and yeah. Did you know the scope?
That's hard to explain.
Did you know the scope of your injuries? I mean, could you hear people talking even though you were in a fog?
No. And some doctors had told my family that they explained it to me as I was coming out of my coma. But with some of the drugs they use, I mean, your memory is completely basically erased. You're just not aware. So I did not know the extent of my injuries. And little by little, I was being told, whether it be the fear of my family, what they were willing to tell me, wanted to tell me, what I could process, what I wanted to know. It was a pretty lengthy process trying to put together the extent of the injuries and dealing with what comes with that. I mean, it was just shock. It was devastating. It was overwhelming guilt about my children and what they were going through, what they must have been thinking or what they were going to think when I got home and my appearance. I've lost my job. So many tears, so much anxiety, fear. There was a lot of, in those initial days, as you can imagine, it was just chaos in my heart and my mind.
In your mind, did you want to give up? Would you have thought, never, gosh, I would have been better off? No?
Oh, it did occur to me, yes, it would have been so easy to have died that night because I never saw the car coming. I didn't feel the impact. I never had to deal with the fear of being in the fire. I was, knocked out right away. So it would have been so easy to have died. And what I was facing was not going to be easy, but I was always blanketed by the thankfulness that I was alive and just believing in some way that, I was in the right place at the right time. This guy was going to hit somebody. He was out of control. He was having a seizure. And I'm not going to trade places and make his car go down the road another half mile and hit somebody else. So I had that. And then I never wanted to give up. Never.
Wow. You know what, Jason? Thank you for walking us through that last little bit because you're right. I mean, if you hadn't been there, he could have hurt somebody else, a whole family, who knows? So
yeah.
I want you to stay with us because we're going to come back after this break and share more about your story. And everybody, today, we're listening to Jason's story, but there's a lot that he had to do to get to where he is today. And so we're talking about doing what it takes. That is a part of living full out to get to the other side. So stay with us. We're going to be coming right back after this break. I'm Nancy Solari. This is the Living Full Out Show. We'll be back.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. But just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Look for the bare necessities.
The bare necessities of healthy living are easier than you think.
You better believe it.
And the food pyramid shows you the way. With just the right amount of exercise and the necessary grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Just the bare necessities of life.
So eat right, be active, and have fun.
Yeah, man.
For your own path to a healthier you, visit mypyramid.gov.
This is really living.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Nancy Soleri, host of the Living Full Out Show. I am excited to let you know that we are now associated with Alexa. If you have Alexa in your house and you didn't know that, go ahead and find Living Full Out because you can hear us anytime you want, and we're there for you to keep you motivated. Go to your app store because we're located there as well. Just look for the Living Full Out radio show. It's important to us that we put out really inspiring programming, but we want to make sure that you have it at your fingertips when you need us most. We never know when those challenges are going to come, when we're going to feel lonely and need that motivation. So just know that when you need us, we're here for you. Check out Alexa, the app stores, or go to livingfullout.com. Here's to you living full out.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow, right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about doing what it takes. And literally, sometimes that is an easy, simple task in the day, taking out the garbage, you know, getting to work on time. But other times when we've been in an accident, it's rehabilitation. It is spending hours just trying to do a simple task. And our inspirational guest today, Jason Schechterle, he has been there. So welcome, Jason, back to the show.
Thank you.
Hi. So,
Hi. Gosh,
here you were in your patrol car, right? You get hit by this driver at 100 miles an hour. Patrol car bursts in the flames. You're dealing with all these injuries. But to really appreciate everybody listening, what you had to go through, and we're talking about the rehabilitation of it all, what were the injuries to your face?
The fourth degree burns. I'm from the neck up. I mean, you draw a circle on my collar and erase everything up, my entire appearance. And for those people who take the time to look at my pictures on Google or see my book or my social media, you'll see the nobody survives the type of burn injury that I had. So my appearance is completely changed, and it's very obvious what I went through.
Mm. Down the line, when you were out of the hospital and a moment when you actually looked in the mirror over the time of all your surgeries, you know, what is that moment like? I mean, I know you're grateful to be alive, but the you knew is not the you of today.
Right. And it definitely took some time to process that. I look back at it. I was completely blind for 9 months, and it was the most difficult, claustrophobic, terrifying thing I've ever experienced. But it was such a blessing to have that 9 months to be able to process and get ready. And then when I did regain some of my eyesight, it's not good eyesight. I know something you can very much relate to. And over the years, as I'm getting older, that's my main adversity that I still deal with. But to see myself, I was ready to accept it. And what I focused on was what I wanted to work on reconstructively. What surgeries do I want to have? What do I want to try? What are my goals? I wanted to shoot a gun. I lost half my fingers. I want to shoot my gun again. I want to play golf. I want to go back to work. I want to change the diaper of my new baby that we had after the accident. I always set goals. I always had something to pull me forward instead of focusing on what happened. I was hit. The guy went to jail for what he had done. And there is a 60-page police report that says I'm a victim, but I don't believe in that. You're only a victim if you choose to be a victim. And I never looked at it like that. Things are going to happen to us in life. I am not immune to something bad happening. And this was my life ambush. This was my tragedy, and there's going to be more, but at the time this was mine. And I just never let my eyes wander into the rearview mirror. I kept staring out of the giant front windshield and looking forward.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, and really well said. And I think we can all apply that, you know, that tenacity, but also that way of looking at life to our own lives. And what I want to ask you about now is you had to go through over 50 surgeries to put this new vision of your face together. What was that process?
I had some wonderful doctors. I traveled the country and met different people, got different ideas, but there was just little things. You know, I wanted to be able to see as well as I could, so they had to rebuild my eyelids the best they could. They rebuilt my nose the best they could. Tried to rebuild my ears. That really didn't work. Most important was reshaping my mouth so I could speak properly, so I could eat, drink out of a straw, just the basic little things. I wanted to function again. I wasn't too worried about, I'm not going to be winning any beauty contests anymore, but the beauty is in your soul. The beauty is in your character. And it didn't change me in those parts. And I knew that my hands, my face are burned, but my heart isn't, and my soul and character aren't. And those can't be disfigured if I don't allow them to be. So the surgeries were more about, well, you know, let's get function again. Let's get back to work. And I had a lot of surgeries, but they came with a purpose. They came with an intent, and it always worked. I mean, I had some setbacks. I battled infections. I had some scary moments. Surgeries are not always easy to go through. But for the most part, they worked. And when you say that number 55, that's a lot of surgeries. And to put that into perspective, I haven't had surgery since 2008. So it's been 11 years without surgeries. Well, they were all kind of tucked into that first 7 year period. And now there's nothing I can't do. There's nothing about who I am now that is different than who I was before, with the exception of I look a little bit different, but I sound the same, I feel the same, and I can do everything that a 46-year-old man should be able to do.
Well, well said. And I realize, being legally blind, if I was a judge at a beauty contest, you'd be winning on personality for sure. I would not be judging how you look. So, but you definitely have a heart of gold. And, you know, a lot of times we struggle with that why question. I know you talked about that earlier, because better you than somebody else in your mind. But how has going through this experience made you a better father, a better husband, a better police officer?
I think it's made me better. Being humbled, being vulnerable are very powerful transitions and emotions. And there's a couple parts of that. A lot of officers died in these rear-end fuel-fed fires like I went through. Countless civilians that you don't hear about on TV, and I'm the one who gets a fire truck on their intersection. So it's easy to ask, why me? Why did this happen to me? Or to also ask, why was I chosen for this? Why was I allowed to survive? Those are questions that are, they're so much bigger than us. You don't get to answer those. All you can do is live your life the best that you can. And I mentioned earlier the overwhelming guilt that came with, I had two kids at the time, a daughter and a son. And while I am very proud of the calling that I had to be a police officer, I know exactly why I put my name on that application. But my children, they didn't ask for that. They didn't ask me to go out and get these injuries and change their life. So I still had a responsibility to them. We had a child after the accident. And now all of a sudden, you know, perspective is everything. Every day since he was born, he's 16 now, I look at him, had I not survived that accident, had I not been in that accident, he would not be here. And so now we have an entire life, and he could go on to have three or four children. They could go on to have three or four children. It has no logical end. It can go on and on forever. So what happened to me is exactly what should have happened, and I am the most blessed person in the world because of that. It definitely took a long time to get through that and get to that realization. I mean, in the short time that we're talking, this is my highlight reel. This is my chapter 30. And I hope your audience, if they're in their chapter one, you don't compare this to that, or you're behind the scenes or what you're going through. But for me, all these years later, I just could not be more happy and proud of who I am. And I wouldn't change places with anybody in this world. It's made me better in every single way.
Wow. Well, and as we kind of close out today's show, you know, this is the Living Full Out show, and you are definitely living full out. But for our audience today that is hurting, you know, they're struggling, they're in the hospital, they're seeing somebody else they care about, love, dealing with an addiction, and it's hard sometimes to see that light at the end of the tunnel. What would you say to them?
I would simply say, don't let the pain of today blind you from the promise of tomorrow, because it always can and will get better. There's no more powerful entity in this world than your human spirit. All of our human spirits are designed the same. They are designed to take you toward reward and away from risk. And if you just let it soar, it's amazing what you can't overcome. It's amazing what you can't accomplish. You can do anything you want. Just don't ever give up. Find something to be grateful for and try to leave the day better than you found it. And every night, if you can say that you did that, you will feel and see a powerful shift in your life, and it'll make it worth living. You just don't give up.
Well, I appreciate those words, final words, but thank you so much, Jason, for being on the show today. And wow, what a powerful story. And you were meant to be in this world and stick around and teach us all. So thank you so much for sharing your story, and we'll wish you all the best.
Thank you so very much. I really enjoyed being a part of your show.
Thank you, Jason. And for everybody listening today, we're talking about doing what it takes, right? And so wherever you are in your life right now, if you just feel like, oh, why is life just taking me in circles, or You know, why does he or she have that relationship and I don't? And God, will that job I want ever come? It will. You know, it's funny. Life is just testing you. It's just making you be patient. But if you do what it takes and you literally step forward every day, do one task every day to get you closer to that goal, that dream, you will. And it may not be exactly like you envisioned it. It might need to adjust and modify. But again, that's part of life, right? It's an adventure. So arms wide open, leap out there today, do something bold, risky, and fun. Live your life full out because, you know, that's what it's about. Stay with us. We're going to be coming right back after this break, taking more of your calls. It's all about doing what it takes. I'm Nancy Solari. This is the Living Full Out Show. We'll be back.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys, check out my
new
video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew.
What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on. Let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I
want to
be a football stadium.
I
want to
be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
What? What about our plan to win the lottery and start living? You know, travel the world on matching yachts, wear enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacation on the French Riviera, and then buy it.
You know we're never going to win the lottery, right?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org.
this message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
When we consider doing what it takes, rather than looking at it like a big mountain that you have to climb, get excited about going after your goals and dreams. Put together a list of all the things that you need to do to get yourself there. Put time parameters around when you want to achieve them. But that's what it means to live full out. It's just stepping forward every day and doing what it takes.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. Nancy is here as a guide to show you how to rise above obstacles and savor each moment. If you have a question, call in live at 800-333-0001. That's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm so happy that you are here. Today we've been talking about doing what it takes. And I have to tell you, that is not always easy, right? Sometimes it's like, oh, another thing to do. But the thing is, it's actually exciting to have things to do, right? Because that means that there's a possibility, there's an opportunity, there's a window to open, a door to open. And that's the zone that you want to be in your mindset of life, is you want to have that list of to-dos. You want to know that you have tasks to conquer, and that's what we're all striving for, right? There's times that you want to just be, but also it's kind of boring if you're just kind of sitting there, right? You might be sitting there and holding the remote, but you're still watching TV, but you're doing something. Life is full of doing. So do things that are going to get you closer to where you want to be in life, as well as accomplishing those goals and dreams that you have for yourself. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we have a caller on the line. Let's go check in with them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi, Nancy. My name is Jaron Martin. I am from a small town in central Minnesota, and I have kind of been here my entire life, and I go to school here, and I'm still here. I have a job here, and, you know, everything's just kind of here. It's where everything I need is, and I'm safe and comfortable, but I'm kind of looking to get out a little bit, and I'm looking to experience new things and meet new people, but it's really hard for me to kind of just drop everything that I have here. So I guess I'm looking for some advice or a little bit of, motivation to maybe get out and actually have those experiences.
So when you say that it's hard to drop everything that you have there, what is one of the hardest things? Can you tell me an example of that?
Well, for instance, my job, I work quite a lot, and I feel like I have an obligation and a responsibility to everybody and the people there. And I feel like my absence will, you know, maybe kind of be more of a detriment to them. However, at the same time, it's kind of a detriment to me because I feel so stuck.
You know what, I'm going to give you because there's going to be a lot of these little things that you're going to conquer, but let's just take that one. And I'm going to tell you something that's going to be hopefully insightful, okay? Yes, there is only one you, and you do what you do really, really well. But when you leave that job, you're going to kind of go out there and you're going to get a new job and you're going to grow in ways that you aren't growing here because you're kind of in a routine. They have certain expectations. You do certain things within the role of what you do. And so, yes, you might grow a little, but now you can go out there and really take a big leap or challenge yourself in ways that you currently aren't. At the same time, rather than looking at it like if you leave, everything's going to crumble, even if it does crumble, that's an opportunity for that company to grow. Now, I can tell you that there have been times over the 11 years that Living Full Out has been around that we've had stellar people come and go. And every time they left, I was like, oh, no, I just love having them here and they're so good at what they do. But you know what? They went off and followed their dreams and someone else took their spot. And now we grew as in a different way. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is let that fear disappear from you because they'll be okay. And growing pains are not necessarily a bad thing for an organization. Okay? I want you to consider going down, make a list of all the concerns, all the people you think you're going to leave at bay, And then I want you to do what I just did with you on that one. And I want you to tell yourself, that company is going to be okay. Okay, you know what? That person is going to be okay. They're all going to be okay. But in order for you to go after life and live full out, you got to release those responsibilities. Otherwise, you're going to look back 10 years, 20 years down the line and say, oh, I wish I had, right? And that is the worst place to be. You never want to be in the woulda, coulda, shoulda phase, okay?
Exactly.
So you're going to do it?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You got it. All right. Thank you. You are. You're going to be great. So go out there. Have fun. Thank you for calling in. And everybody listening, you got it. Thank you. And everybody listening today, it just like that caller, it's about figuring out what do you need to do to get to where you want to go. And sometimes that means letting go. But when you let go, there can be freedoms around that for you and the opportunity that you've let go of. So live full out. Be excited for the future. Know that there are no mistakes. Even if you fail and make a mistake, you know what? Pick yourself back up. Learn what you can about the experience. And then take another step. Take another leap of faith. And you will be growing and learning. And that's really what it's all about. I thank you for so much for listening. So does the entire Living Full Out family. If you need more support on today's topic, go to connect@livingfullout.com. Also, make sure if you're on the go, check us out in the App Store. Just look for Living Full Out Radio. Or if you're at home, Alexa can pull us up. Just Living Full Out Radio is what you want to call out for. And most of all, just think about in the next couple of days, what do you need to do to get to where you want to go? Don't be frustrated. Don't be anxious about it. Look at the positives of having that list to conquer. Here's to you, Living Full Out. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Soleri. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Here's to you, Living Full Out.